All right, welcome to RMU Radio. I'm Austin Bechtold.
And I'm Nathan Breisinger.
And today we're going to be talking about popular Pittsburgh sports topics. We'll start with the Pirates. I know no one really wants to talk about them. They've been struggling ever since the All-Star break, but it's about time to talk about them. They're 51-72. It's coming off a loss in Williamsport last night to the Cubs, 7-1. So I ask you, Nate, is there time for change in management?
Yes, there's time for change. Basically, Clint Hurdle needs to go, Ray Searidge, Neil Huntington. They all just need to go. It's time for a change. It's time for new management. Maybe a change in culture here. Ray Searidge especially. I mean, the Pirates pitching year in and year out, or the last 2 years, were sort of expected to be their top, you know, their top points for the team instead of hitting. But they have failed to meet expectations, and far from meeting their expectations. Their bullpen has been horrible. Starting pitching has just not been there all year, and injuries. So I really blame all that on Ray Searidge, and it's time for him to go.
Yeah, I blame injuries a lot, but I do blame Searidge a little bit, because his whole motto last week, he came out on the radio and basically said, "We're not pitching to contact. Get that out of your head. We did that years ago. That's just not what we're doing. We're pitching to get outs." Now, obviously, this season we're not getting many outs. And when we do, we have to get multiple more out, because in the infield, we're not playing good defense anywhere on the diamond. So the thing about this team that I see, yes, there's so many injuries, but looking long term, we don't have an ace. We don't have somebody that's going to be able to carry this staff with Tyone set to miss all of this season and all of next season with Tommy John surgery. So looking forward, we definitely need to add somebody. Now, I don't have faith that Neil Huntington will go and add somebody. Unlike you, I think we should keep Huntington. I like what he's done with the team, with the restrictions that he's put on him. I do think Searidge definitely has to go. I think Hurdle has to go. I think Larry Broadway, the director of minor league scouting and development, definitely has to go. I like the hitting coaches, Eckstein and Cruz. I think they've done a good job with Josh Bell. We saw his emergence at the beginning of the season. Brian Reynolds could win the batting title this year, first rookie to ever do that. Moran's made strides. Newman's hitting a lot better than he did in his short stint last year. So I think there's potential. But also, just looking at the rest of the prospects, I mean, who's going to be your face of the franchise? Josh Bell is a good player, but he's not someone that substantially stands out like McCutchen did. What could happen is it could be Cole Tucker, but he is limited offensively, at least from what we know right now. He's definitely somebody that can take that face of the franchise role and be that type of player, playing good defense and just being, you know, a guy that can relate to the fans and is always someone that'll sign autographs and just make the fans feel like they are a part of this team.
Yeah, and going back to the point about, you know, the development of players, the Pirates have really just struggled at doing that. And you go to one certain case and scenario, and that's the Chris Archer trade. Trading away someone like Tyler Glasnow, Austin Meadows, and Shane Boz, who's not in the majors yet. But Tyler Glasnow was not good with the Pirates. And now he went down into Tampa, and he was a stud before he got hurt. But then on the flip end, Chris Archer coming in here and just being horrific has just sort of been a surprise, because, you know, he was an ace in Tampa. And coming here, this, again, I think relies back on Ray Searidge, that he's not performing to the best of his abilities. And, I mean, just looking up and down that starting pitching lineup, and especially a guy that just called up, Mitch Keller, he's struggled through his first few games. 1-2, 8.86 ERA. I mean, Ray Searidge has just struggled to get his pitchers to do what they're best at. You know, he's trying to, I think, pinpoint them to do things they're not sort of comfortable with, and, you know, that's getting them to struggle more on the mound.
Yeah, it seems like they just keep constantly changing their philosophy. They just keep going back and forth on what they want to do. Now, another thing I don't necessarily blame Searidge for, it's not much that he can do, but you look at the success of the pitchers like Garrett Cole, Charlie Morton, in a short stint, Nick Kingham was okay up in Toronto, but you just see these pitchers where they struggle here mightily, they go somewhere else and they have all this success, and they have their potential that we saw in the minor leagues, they just did not translate to the major leagues. And you look at the bullpen, I mean, we call up guys from AAA, and no one is producing. Like, what happened to Kyle Crick this year?
Nope, he came in third strike.
Keone Kello was suspended a couple of games for just violating team rules, other than the brawls we've had with the Reds this year. We suspended a bullpen coach a couple games. It's just, there's so much dysfunction in this organization. Just clearing house and trying to find any bit of stability that we can is probably the best option for the Pirates going forward, as this season, 21 games under 500, just continues to spiral downhill.
Yep, I think it's definitely time for a change for that team.
All right, for RMU Radio, I'm Austin Bechtold.
And I'm Nathan Breisinger.
Thanks for listening.